corporate planning phase to one on-the-ground construction phase. The environmental overlays proposed for a significant portion of our site through the proposed river plan makes that hurdle not only high, but in my view, renders it insurmountable for any business opportunity with a short time fuse. Interested in that property certainty is crucial in today's fast-moving economy. Absent certainty, other competing sites in other competing cities where the regulatory environment is designed to rapidly accommodate development opportunities will outcompete Portland every time. In an effort to keep our Portland site competitive, we need regulatory certainty that the new river plan does not provide. To that end, my staff has worked with the City Bureau staff for more than a year in an attempt to reach a consensus on how the city's environmental and economic goals can be balanced with Siltronic's business objectives. I must interject here that your staff are tremendous negotiators. I feel like they have got everything out of me they can get. We ought to give them a round of applause. Those discussions have resulted in a proposal before you that provides the city with conservation easement with a significant portion of Siltronic land and provides Siltronic with regulatory certainty regarding the development of the remainder of that land. This certainty will allow Siltronic Portland to favorably compete for opportunities we expect will be available. While several details remain to be worked out through a development agreement, we are satisfied that the fundamental structure of a workable plan has been reached. A fundamental obstacle, the location and the size of the easement itself, has been agreed upon. We now need the council's support before we proceed with the framework of a development agreement.
I need you to wrap up.
Okay. Well, I'll just say thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Others that would... Oh, you have a question?
A quick question. Maybe we haven't wrung everything out of you yet. when you and I met with Tim a while back, I can't remember when, but we discussed the concept of your willingness to consider putting in green roofs in the property that we're about to remove the conservation
yes.
overlays. Is that
true?
Something that
we've agreed.
That's included.
We've agreed in the development agreement.
Okay. Yeah, and we met with the mayor, and he had four things, and that was one of them, and we've given on all of them.
Okay.
Let's schedule a meeting with me if we could.
When you're done with them, I'd like to have a shot at you.
Yeah, when I'm finished, we'll give you.
I don't have any flesh.
Thank you. Well, let's see who wants. How many people want to testify? Come forward. Come on, Bob. It's the sentiment. We won't be voting this tonight, but you've all waited. So I'd like to hear from you.
Okay. Mayor and city council members. Dan Secunda, I did not come down here to testify in regards to Siltronic. I didn't even know this was going on, which is very odd because I am the environmental representative for the community advisory group for the Portland Harbor. And I want to tell you something. I will give you a heads up right here. The piece of land that Siltronic wants to trade off to you is one of the worst contaminated sites along the river. Do you know that that's where Agent Orange was built, was made right there? And that's what the Roan Creek is. I urge you to hold off until you educate yourself as to what is going on with the EPA Superfund process, because this is one of the hottest spots for contamination on the river. If we get this dumped in our laps, it is going to really hurt the city. And this is not the process that EPA has mapped out for us. This we're just now coming up to working on onto addressing these kinds of problems. So it's premature for them to come here and tell you this. And I am sorry that the staff does not see fit to work more closely with just the public face of Portland, because if they did, then they would have been informed of the true condition of this site. Please do not make an agreement with these people, because if you do, we will regret it. And so you don't have to believe me, but just put this off until you have educated yourselves. completely on how toxic this place is. It's right next to the most toxic area of the river.
We hear you.
Any questions? Because I didn't come here to do this, but I can tell you how bad, or take you on a tour and show you.
It's late. I wanted to make sure we took testimony. Believe me, we're going to protect the interests of the city.
I hope so.
Yep. Mr. Salinger.
My cough medicine's worn off. Bob Salinger, Audubon Society, Portland. I think the mayor spoke eloquently earlier to the fact that in fact, our regulations haven't stopped industry from growing on the river. In fact, the revenues tripled over the past decade. So people are still coming here. They are developing. And if anything, the river plan, I think, is going to make it easier because of some of the things that were discussed tonight. And I won't go back through those. But I think the streamlining in particular is going to make it easier to develop, not more difficult, despite the E-zone. So we haven't had much chance to look at this agreement. We just saw it for the first time on Thursday, so we're still in the process of evaluating it. We do have some preliminary concerns, but we want to understand it better. There are certainly some notable things in it, like the setback. The corridor is incredibly important. This is an important site. It's one of the few sites that we really could connect, at least to a large degree, back to Forest Park. You still have Highway 30. But there really aren't those upland connections, and those are critically important. So it's very exciting that we could get a permanent easement on a connection. And the eco roof, and in fact, we're going to be doing a biodiversity eco roof workshop. We're bringing in an expert from Europe to talk about how do you really put habitat on rooftops, and we'd love to work with Siltronics on a charrette. We're looking for a Northreach property owner to do that with. So
they would love to. Look at them sweat.
Good deal.
They would love to. That's right. It's going to have a deer climb. You watch.
It'll be the first deer eco roof in the world.
No, it is a deer eco roof.
You're going to lose it, man.
You people that are from cities, I swear, deer go everywhere.
Oh.
We can put mountain goats on the eco roof.
How about barricade around the top?
Our concerns, and I'll finish up. Our two concerns are this. One, we hope for a wider corridor. A lot of the data, there's a huge amount of data that shows that a 300-foot corridor is really what is essential for larger wildlife to really use it. And so it's as narrow as 70 feet in some places. So we were hoping the city would get more in terms of width. So we'd encourage you to keep pursuing that. The other thing is on the setback along the river, we'd like to see some sort of agreement that will be vegetated, that there'll be trees and shrubs planted on that so it really reaches its full ecological potential. We'll evaluate it. We're not entirely sure at this point that the city's really getting as much as it should in return for lifting the E-zones, but we haven't done a full analysis on it, so I won't take that any further. But we would encourage you to look at those two things, greater width and vegetation on the setback.
Thank you. Mayor, I know we're not going to take a vote on this tonight. The only question, if I could, just between now and whenever we do take it up again, the public benefit that's been presented to us is clear. I get that. But the question that I don't understand, it's probably because of the hour, is are we setting a precedent in allowing in a single site a negotiation to proceed like this where someone gets exempted from a set of rules we're developing that complicates any part of what we're going to be doing down the road? It may be a dumb question, but I'd like to know whether
that was not directed to you.
I have a
thank
answer
you
for
your testimony. We'll get back to you with the city attorney's take on that. So. All right. This is continued for two. This is yes, Commissioner Fitz.
Thank you so much, Mayor. Because I want to get out what my concerns are, so you
yes.
can address them. And,
okay.
and again, thank you for working so hard on this. This is one that as I said, we were more observers than co-negotiators. I'm concerned about the eco roof and who pays for it. The development agreement seems to say that the city might pay for it, which I'm wondering about. There's also an issue of PDC funding from the Willamette Industrial Urban Renewal Area, so I'm interested in that. And then since this isn't a river-dependent use, I am interested in what Bob Salinger just said in terms of really vegetating the river, since in most of the Northreach plan, we need to allow the industrial uses and to get the barges and other things right to the seawall or to the dock. This is a site where we ought to be doing exemplary revegetation, and although I am interested in the deer roof concept, I think that currently the deer use the site to get to the river, and so I'd want to make sure that the corridor is wide enough for them to be able to do that.
We have a deer expert Don't we, Paul? Do we have a deer expert on contract yet? Okay, we're going to get a deer expert on contract. All right. This is continued for 2 weeks. Carla, what date?
Do you want to give it a time certain?
Yeah.
Or just regular?
Yes.
Yes. Morning of Wednesday the 3rd would be 10:45.
Great. 10:45 Wednesday the 3rd. So continued. We're recessed till tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Nice job.
I told you it'd be brutal.